Messages from the House.
March the 3rd, 2005, from the House of Representatives. Message number 567, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 308, Methamphetamine Initiative. The House adopted a Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, no 0, excused 2. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 568, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 314, Guardians Ad Litem. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58. Ayes 59, no 0, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 569, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 71, Wyoming Community Facilities Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott, are you ready on message number 444?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read in message 444.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 308, Methamphetamines Initiative, reference Senate message number 444. Signing for the House, Representative Osborne, Harvey, and Forberg. Signing for the Senate, Senators Scott, Cole, and Massey.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 308. Mr. President, this is the methamphetamine initiative where we're trying to get started on dealing with the problems that meth is causing for our society. The first two sections of the bill were non-controversial. The Senate made some amendments to reflect the fact that some federal funds in this area are disappearing, and those were not controversial with the House. On your conference committee report, those are the ones on page 4, and other than a minor correction or two, I think those are exactly as left the Senate. The real controversy was in the items in section 3 of the bill that related to the prevention efforts. The House had one set of ideas what to do. We came with a different set. And we went to the House and say we can resolve this a couple of different ways. We can take them all out, or we can adopt some from one side or in some from the other. And they chose to adopt some from one side and some from the other. The first one we adopted was the one we had here in the Senate on money to the counties so that the counties could have probation officers to deal with juveniles that in the municipal and circuit court had committed offenses and then been assessed as being at risk for progressing to harder offenses. What we did on that, the House asked us to modify the language somewhat, which we did, taking out a criteria the Attorney General would look at and cleaning up the language in another so it said what we meant. And we cut the amount, left the Senate $1 million, came back here as $500,000. Then the House had adopted and we took out, there was a $2 million proposal for Department of Family Services for a thing called the Triple P program, which is a parenting skills thing. The House was very strong on that, but we moved the appropriation down from $2 million to $500,000, which will allow the program, which has been funded with a one-time TANF fund thing, to continue. And I'm sure that will be back in the future as questions, what level should we fund it at? But that's the compromise we reached there. And then in the Senate, we had put in $1 million for parenting skills, life skills, indicated therapeutic interventions for children and families of those individuals who were receiving treatment. So this is the family of the people that have had difficulties with meth, and the often by intervening with the families as well, you can make significant steps toward recovering the individuals. That was a Senate amendment, and we let the House, we offered, well, in the spirit of compromise, we could give that up, and we let the House talk themselves into going with this amendment. So we did, and that's the other items are just some renumbering, as we had to fit everything into the bill because we had to take all the amendments out and put them back in. The net effect, Mr. President, was we got about three-quarters of what we wanted originally, and they got about a quarter of what they wanted, but they seem to be perfectly happy with it. It is an important bill because it does have that law enforcement money that was not controversial, the treatment money that was not controversial, and it does have a section where we're going to go out and on the residential treatment seek proposals that we'll then be in a position to evaluate with the bill, planning bill we passed earlier. So it is an important bill. I think we've reached a reasonable compromise. And, Mr. President, I urge the Senate to adopt the compromise, and I stand ready for questions.
Any questions? Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess the question that I have is in regard to that Triple P portion that appeared in this bill and some of the discussion that went on. Most of us, if perhaps not all of us, were asked by the DFS to make nominations for some people, practitioners in the community, into that program. The reports I've gotten back to them have been generally quite favorable. I guess just as a matter of a question, what's some of the discussion that you had in regard to the success and perhaps a little more in detail what the future of that program might be?
Any further questions? Any further questions of the Senator? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, a good part of the discussion was that most of us here in the Senate didn't know very much about that program. We're unfamiliar with it. It had been a third reading amendment over in the House. They seemed to be the conference committee members were well convinced of the value for it. But there was a feeling that at the $500,000 level, it would continue to function. And I imagine those of you on the Appropriations Committee will have the privilege next year of entertaining proposals for further budget there. And I hope you will take a careful look at them and give it good scrutiny.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report for House Bill 308, reference message number 444. You've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria? Geis?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job? Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Peck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Larson?
Aye.
Senator DeCaria, would you repeat yours?
No.
It was a no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 3 noes.
By your vote.
That's not right. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
That's the first time I've heard you do that all session. By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report on Message 444, reference House Bill 308. Senator Haynes, are you ready on Message 474?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
The reading clerk will read Message 474.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 314, Guardians Ad Litem, reference Senate Message Number 474. Signing for the House, Representative Simpson, Alden, and Goggles. Signing for the Senate, Senator Haynes and Mockler.
Senator Haynes.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur or adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 314. Mr. President, this is the bill that relates to hiring guardian ad litems for the minor children who run into problems with abuse and neglect portion of the law, or CHINs, or juvenile delinquency. The offending amendment that the House put on that caught the attention of the House was the Schiffer Amendment, which set up some suggestions for hiring the attorneys that are going to represent the juveniles. And the amendment said that it should be based on a competitive bidding system. And the House thought, well, no, that's quite not quite right. That's a little too restrictive and not quite the way you deal with hiring professionals. So what we came upon was a change of language that says that it'll be based on a system which mandates a negotiated contract between a county and each service provider for services on an hourly basis, per case basis, or a time-limited contract. Mr. President, this still preserves the idea that we need to look after the bucks, we need to get the best value for our money, but it recognizes that when you're hiring a professional, sometimes cheapest is not always best. We think that this takes care of the philosophy behind the Schiffer Amendment, and we would urge for a favorable action on this particular concurrence report.
Discussion on the concurrence request. Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, as y'all can see, I did not sign the conference report. And Mr. President, I rise against the conference report and against the bill. Mr. President, this bill, basically what it does is it increases, and I think the amount was $2 million, the reimbursement for lawyers for doing this guardian ad litem work. And as I understand, the basic complaint in this area was that the attorneys felt they weren't getting paid. The Schiffer Amendment that was referred to introduced an element of competitive bidding to hold the cost down. And I thought that made the bill at least marginally acceptable. But it's been taken off, and frankly, the replacement, I think it's here, removes the element of cost consciousness in the negotiating process. And I think that's very important. I tried several formulations, but that would modify the strict bidding process that was in the amendment, and they weren't acceptable to the House conferees. And it's my judgment that without some kind of a cost containment, some kind of a competitive bidding mechanism in here, that we're better off without the bill for a year. The current system is working. They aren't getting paid as much as they think they ought to be, and probably to some extent they're right. But, and I will predict to you, if the bill passes, not only will we have the payments that the appropriation this bill calls for, but we'll have to appropriate more attorney money to the Attorney General's office, to go fight with these attorneys that we're paying more for. I think we'd be better off letting the bill sleep a year and come back with something that does have some restraint on the costs that are going to escalate in this area. And I don't think the proposal that's here is adequate.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is an issue that judiciary has been tackling for about 3 years now. In fact, there's one particular county that's pretty much in the center of the state that only pays $150 per child, regardless for representation, unless they've raised it. That's what they were at one time. And frankly, we're going to have an equal protection problem here if we don't go forward with something like this. I think the judiciary and the people that worked on this bill probably have done a pretty good job on it.
Further discussion, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, just a couple things. There was a county that was paying by the case. They went to the hour. What was said earlier is true. That's what they were paying by the case. They're now paying $2,500 per. That's the average. In putting in competitive bid, I was very careful. It didn't say low bid. It said competitive bid. I was looking for quality and service. And I'm going to support this bill. I'll tell you that right up front. We need representation. But I would offer a caution to the Appropriations Committee next year, because I think you're going to see this run wild. This is a lawyer's full employment, full payment act is what it is. And they're going to take a run at this. $2.5 million is going to be peanuts before we get done. I'm also going to suggest to you that when you start providing legal counsel to juveniles, you are also going to be obligated to provide legal counsel to the parents, and that can be two parties. So then pretty quick you're going to be paying for lawyers for three parties in each case. And maybe that's justice. And if it is, then we should pursue it. But to open up the Treasury that way, I caution you, this is going to get very expensive before it's done. I do support the bill. I do believe that juveniles need good representation. But good isn't necessarily low cost, but it can be competitive. I urge you to vote aye on the conference committee and let's move forward. But again, I caution the members of the Appropriations Committee, you watch that line item in the budget, because it's going to be a hummer before we get there.
Further discussion. Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, they can watch it all they want, but if we pass the bill, I don't know what they're going to be able to do other than watch it.
Further discussion. The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 314, reference message number 474, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Allman? Barrasso?
No.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
No.
Peck?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing? Vote closed. 16 ayes, 14 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report on message number 474, reference House Bill 314. With that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 134.
House Enrolled Act number 134, being original House Bill 83, an act relating to the medical review panel.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 134, being original House Bill 83. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 114.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 114, being original Senate File 71, and Act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 114, being original Senate File 71. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that temporary clears the desk again.
Mr. President, I move the Senate be in recess to the sound of the gravel. Gavel.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is in recess until the sound of the gavel.